This is Saturday, the 10th day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 3, 7 through 15. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all he was doing, many people came to him. And because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. This is a very human depiction of Jesus. One might think that the Messiah would love the crowds and love the approval, but here Jesus needs some space, some margin, some rest. Where in your life do you feel crowded? Where do you need margin? In this moment, take in this space to breathe in God's rest and peace. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all he was doing, many people came to him. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. Just as Jesus empowered and sent his disciples into the world to serve and to minister, so Jesus sends you. Where is God sending you today? What are your plans for this day that perhaps you have not acknowledged that maybe God has plans for you to be there? As Jesus sent them with authority, how could you walk into the needs of this world with gracious authority?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.